for the morning to you, Cisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Praise God. Good morning. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Thank you, Tedline. Father God, in the name of Jesus this morning, I ask you to forgive us for all of our sins, including all doubt and unbelief concerning you. Forgive us, God. We really didn't know what we were doing. But now we see. Thank you for forgiving us this day. We declare, Lord Jesus, that you are Lord, Savior, King, Redeemer. And Lord, help us to understand more that we have to accept the love that you have for us, that we need your guidance. Help us to have no fear of the enemy. And understand that we have authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, no thing shall by any means harm us. Brothers and sisters, I really need you to pray this morning. I didn't do the program that I had set out to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Forget it. Forget it. Forget it. My anointing flows in the morning. And I fully understand that. Now, I understand it. I had some unexpected deliverances. More than one came up yesterday. And I couldn't just leave the people hanging. I had to go through and part of it, I guess what I want to say is that some Catholics, some Roman Catholics, came to the Lord yesterday. Some Catholics that had been Catholics from the time of Caesar and their generation. But during that deliverance, afterward, when And I'm telling you, I was tired. I was tired when I finished that because it went so deep into the brotherhood, Freemasonry, not free, the Knights of St. Peter, I think that's what it was. It went so deep into Jesuit, Catholics, and some Catholics got free. But I got to tell you, I was exhausted when I finished because I realized how much the whore of Babylon is fighting against the Church of Jesus Christ. It's a battle. I mean, a real, real, real battle. And somehow, in the spirit realm, I was thrown in that battle, but Jesus won. And this is the fruit, some of the fruit. I don't know all the fruit because I'm still a little tired, and I'm going to have to rest. I'm going to have to search the scriptures. for what actually happened. So, Father God, we break, destroy the power of the whore of Babylon this morning. But I had Jose post something. Anybody on this headline, I had Jose post Acts chapter 10, verse 1. There was a spirit, as I was doing this deliverance, I was actually doing intercessory deliverance and prophetic deliverance, prophetic and intercessory. And I want to talk to anybody on this line this morning of Italian descent. You're Italian, or you have Italian blood in your bloodline. Because in the deliverance, Acts chapter 10, verse 1 came up. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. In the warfare that took place last night, some kind of stronghold and bondage was broken off Italian people of Italian descent. And I observed it. I mean, I partook of it. If you, thank you that were praying for me. I was really going through with this. If you have any Italian lineage, any, how many Italians do we have? How many of you on this line have Italian descent in your bloodline? I know we Americans, you know, we all kind of mixed up, but some of you have researched your bloodline and you know that somewhere in your bloodline there's Italian blood. Where, how many maybe? Okay, Jennifer R., Robert, Alexander, Kim. Last night, right now, there is special favor. Kind of like, remember when the scripture says that the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters in Genesis 1? Can somebody find that? Where it said that the Holy Spirit hovered over the waters. There is a generational blessing hovering over those of you that are descendants of the Italian band. Right now, there's a favor and a grace. And I don't even know if people, you know, it's like when God says a certain man or a certain woman or a certain time. Right now, in this timing, you can believe it and receive it or you cannot. That doesn't make any difference. It still is. There is a special favor present and available through Cornelius, through your descendant. If you are of Italian lineage, somewhere in your line, you are of the lineage of Cornelius. And I taught this, and I don't even know if I finished way back when, but I have a teaching podcast up there that each and every one of us is a descendant of the lineage of one of them 12 tribes. So what happened yesterday in the capacity of an intercessor, I broke through something because the people that I was praying with, and it was a whole family. God used them to bring this favor present for those that are of Italian lineage, Italian descent, Italian bloodline. And this favor is present to you and for you right now. Alexander, you got something to say? I'm going over to the blog talk. And we fought for it last night. I fought for it with these people who were actually had Cornelius in their family line and in their bloodline. And then the Holy Spirit told me, those that are of the Italian band. So I asked Jose to look up the Italian band and tell me what it says about the Italian band. But right now, there's this grace and this favor and this mercy. And you won't be able to partake of it if you don't know of it. But God exposed it and revealed it last night after deliverance. So we need to, I haven't even, I told you I'm a little tired because that was deep. That was deep. All I know is there is an Italian band. And it's not about one person. We're talking spiritually here. Nevertheless, if it was important enough for God to, and I know that Cornelius paid alms. Can somebody put the whole Acts chapter 10 and 11 up here? But, and it was as a memorial to God. But guess what? The memorial is still giving. It's still giving. It's still giving. But it can't give to you if you don't know about it. And if you don't know that it was available to you. We know about the favor and the children of Israel. The children of Israel. See, I haven't even had time to look it up yet. I'm still sorting through it. But right here, and Jose looked it up for me, because God just said the Italian band, the Italian band. And so when I knew that it was in the Bible, I could remember vaguely about Cornelius, but I didn't know that it said Cornelius of the Italian band. All right, but this stuff that Jessica just put up here, I don't hold a lot of stock in it because it says probably. When it says probably, you know, the probability of, but that would not be inconsistent with God's purpose or God's plan because it's iffy. It's iffy. It's iffy. So, if God would speak those words to me on March the 24th, 2020, a Tuesday, after me doing deliverance with all these Roman Catholics last night. Says here, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius. And somebody put up here, what's the role of a centurion? What was a centurion's job during this time in Rome? What does we know that a centurion was some kind of soldier, and it was some kind of soldier with authority. So it says here, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Now look at here. He saw in a vision. Gosh, I gotta start teaching. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day. Somebody else find out what the ninth hour of the day is, and we know it was in a vision. An angel came to him, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, he lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. What is most important here, brothers and sisters, is the specific and direct instructions. No if, no buts. He told him exactly where to go. He gave him instructions. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spoke unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Somebody tell me what time the sixth hour is. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Wow. And saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descending upon him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth. But we know all I can tell you, favor. This certain man, there's still favor from these alms. And this favor is resting, waiting for those of you who are descendants of this Italian band to grab a hold of. Now, it's something for those from your Italian lineage, but on the other hand, for those of us that are New Testament believers, we have also the right to claim these blessings. But we won't get the same as those from the Italian band unless we claim them. But you're not going to take it from them. I'm saying right now, there's a favor on those that are descendants in their bloodline of this Italian band. Are you hearing me this morning? Now, understand this. I don't have any reason to share this with you other than the fact that it's happening and that the Lord has said it, because I'm not Italian. And I don't have any Italian blood that I know of. I don't. But I have seen a lot of persecution. I have seen a lot of people with an Italian bloodline. And I know some, as a matter of fact, I know quite a few that have, quote, worldly, sensual, psychic ability. And they use it in the New Age. And they use it, but God is pulling and doing a move through that Italian band lineage that you have. God is taking back what the enemy took and used for harm. There is a memorial, a spiritual dynamic just resting over that Italian band. And we knew that Cornelius and his whole household were saved. They were saved. There is a favor for salvation resting, hovering. But those of you and those of us New Testament believers that can tap into it can do that. Look, the time starts at 6 a.m. Are you hearing me? The 6 hour, that's 6:12. Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. We know that Italian families have a history of being close-knit, having a love of family, having a love of God. Father God, the memorial, the alms, it's available for you. And there's a special favor. I'm going to keep saying this because it's what the Holy Ghost has given me. There's a favor, a special favor through your Italian bloodline lineage available to you. It's hovering over you, but you gotta appropriate it. It doesn't mean you better. It doesn't mean you. It just means that God remembers. It means that God is good. It means that that was placed there in the Bible at that time for a reason. We thank you this morning, Father, that your favor, and then the Holy Spirit, this is not much, because he didn't give me much to go with, but this is what he gave me. He gave me that, well, let me find it. I was typing it and I was trying to get it. I was tired. That he's rearranging time and space. How he is stepping directly into the course of individual lives to demonstrate his power and his love. So then I said, Holy Spirit, is that a miracle? So he just told me, look it up. He said, I'm talking about rearranging time and space and ordinary events beginning to manifest through divine intervention. And I think we call them a miracle. When I went to the Merriam-Webster. And the Merriam-Webster under miracle said, extraordinary because they go outside the boundaries of our own human experience. Literally, they are something that only God can do. The Holy Spirit says that more people are going to believe because they can see what he does. And the Holy Spirit said, pay attention. His actions and his words are in perfect alignment. And the Holy Spirit said that we're going to have this favor to gain special insight into God's heart and values. And we're going to gain this because he is engaging in our lives. We're going to see how much God loves and cares for us, and we're going to gain an understanding even more of how much sin pains him. But the Holy Spirit said we're going to see how far he's willing to go to keep his word, God. And after that, I was just too tired. I was just absolutely too tired. But then I said, can I have a scripture? He said, yeah. Hebrews 13 and 8 and James 1 and 17. Can you post those for me? Hebrews 13 and 8 and James 1 and 17. The Holy Spirit wants you to know that we can count on him to be consistent and constant, just like those of the Italian nation. I ain't put all this together yet, but I know one thing. Those of you that are of the bloodline, of the lineage. I think Brother Alexander had something to add here. Let's see. The mic is open, I think, Brother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Sister Erica. Good morning, Ted Mike. I have to thank God for everything that he's put upon you and your faithfulness and your obedience to carry it out. I find it no coincidence because we don't live and serve a God who's coincidental. He has a plan. He's ordered and disciplined and all that and so much more. This kind of ties in, I think, a lot to when I sent you the really, really long email the other day regarding my testimony. And in there, I thought it was important to include my physical lineage because my father was, he was Italian and Mexican. So that meant Spanish and Indian. So he was at least half of that because his mother, she was pure, like 100%. She was Italian, Northern Italian, by the way. So, again, nothing like in the tangible part of my life, like finances and stuff. I haven't, really received that yet. I know I will. I believe that because it's already been spoken over me. But I think the greater treasure, the greatest treasure is who I am in Jesus. And I think that applies to each and every one of us because of the grafting that the scriptures talk about. But yeah, the centurions, they were officers that led at least 80 to 100 to 1,000. And there were some, I think it was called the Marian Reform, because I was just reading up on that a little bit. And when the Marian Reform came into effect, it kind of, it increased the numbers as far as these officers leading men, And I've been a leader most of my life, 20-year career in the Navy. I was married, and I'm not married anymore. It's divorced. But I still, God, even now, as my adult children, he has me leading them. You know, every time when we talk, in particular now more than ever, that's where God has blessed me with the increase to be the father I never was before, to give opportunity to let his own Holy Spirit minister to my children who came to salvation when they were younger, but now they're living like the world, like the devil, and for the devil. And I've spoke to them directly about it, but not, you know, in a judgmental way, just in a truthful way, to let them know your consequences are going to be based on everything you're doing right now, unless you repent. And because I did the same thing, you know, those curses that go back, you know, third, fourth, even tenth generation. And but that's what I see now, and I find this no coincidence, that spiritually in my life, man, God has me in a wonderful place. And I don't have everything dialed in, nothing perfect. But I thank God for pouring forth a blessing. I thank God for his mercy and grace. And that's what I experience now and what God has been giving me. He's been growing me more spiritually than I ever have in my life. As you know, Dr. Erica, that, you and I have similar backgrounds. We were raised as Baptists. You know, we were joking about the sunbeams in Sunday school and all that. And but, you know, in the Baptist church, the whole Holy Spirit portion of a Christian is really never really talked about other than in passing. But then when you get the Holy Ghost, it's a totally different just situation for a believer. And that's what God has been doing with me since coming to the TED line. You know, he was already preparing me along the way because I have received the Holy Ghost. But since coming to TED line, it really has been a blessing to me. It has really increased not just the head knowledge, but the spiritual knowledge of God. And you will never know him intimately unless you're walking in his own Holy Spirit. And that's something that you, Dr. Erica, teach so well and consistently. And you always give him the honor, praise, and glory. And I do that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We give you honor, praise, and glory. Hallelujah to your name. We thank you that even though you may feel weary, you may be crushed and persecuted, but we are not abandoned, Lord Jesus. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for pouring forth the blessing through not just, you know, this lineage, but we are part of your lineage, Lord. You say that you're the vine and we are the branches. And for those of us who aren't, you know, who aren't Hebrew Israelites or Jews, you grafted us in because of your great love for us. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. So, TED line, Sister Erica, I love you guys. Thank you so much for just allowing me to spend a few moments with you here just to share with you what God's doing. He is doing a lot of great things. There's a lot of visions that the Lord's been giving me, and I even talked to another TED liner yesterday morning to let her know what God was speaking and showing to me that I had to tell her. So we need to be obedient in those things, but as Dr. Erica does so faithfully, before we take a move, we need to learn patience in the Lord so we're not overstepping, you know, what we're supposed to be doing at the right time. In such a time as this, as we read in Esther just a few weeks ago, that's not coincidence either. God had that all lined out and planned out. He's preparing us, people, because we got to fight. We got to be in. This battle will not end until our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, comes back to get his ecclesia, his church, his body. And we need to be prepared. And I don't know about y'all, but when he returns, I want to make sure that I'm not just counted in the number and have not been erased from the book of life, Lamb's book of life. I want to make sure that he's going to find faithful people unto him. This was described in the scriptures yesterday that Dr. Erica had spoke on. So anyways, Dr. Erica, I love you so much. Lord bless you. May he give you the rest that you need to rejuvenate and energize and just, you know, keep you on track. Not that you know, you're off track, but I just pray blessing over you.
Praise God. Michael, Pastor Michael, I see you on here. I'm about to open up your mic. Pastor Michael, can you hear me?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if this Ted line knows, but you are full-blooded Italian, aren't you?
There's on my mother's side, yeah, her father.
I remember Grandpa Giuseppe.
Yep.
And
he was in the army.
Praise God. But I remember Grandpa Giuseppe. That's all I'm going to say. Full-blooded Italian. Praise God. And right. I know your mama Italian because I saw her myself. Look, brothers and sisters, let me tell you how important this is to me. Back here about, gosh, I can't remember, but you remember, Pastor Michael, when I first got to South Carolina and I was doing deliverance there in the ministry, and God sent, it was important. I saw God do it. God sent an African professor from University of Toronto. And this guy took a taxi cab all the way from Charleston to Walterboro. And at this time, after I did his deliverance, God asked me to ask him, was he a full-blooded African with nothing mixed in his blood? And he said, yes. I mean, it was almost like an insult, but I wasn't saying it to insult him. But I said, you're a full-blooded African? He said, yeah. I said, how far back? He said, all the way back to the Bible. Okay? And I said, I want you to pray for me. And I want you to break every curse off of me, having come, my lineage, having come off a slave ship and landed right up there in South Carolina. They still got the place where the slaves got off the ship. And I said, I need you to break all that off me in the name of Jesus, because you are a full-blooded African, and I am a mixed-breed African-American. And so right there in my deliverance room, he broke every curse off me and every stigma. You remember that, Brother Michael? You remember that, Jose Brejo?
Mm-hmm.
His name was Checky. And I had him break all that stuff off me, my family line, my lineage. And I hadn't done that in a long, long time until I did the deliverance last night. And God brought it back to me because I broke all that stuff off myself. Okay, all the witchcraft and all that stuff that would have come from Africa. And then I broke all that stuff that would have come through my grandfather's name was George Fox, okay? Fox, F-O-X, because my grandfather was a Third Nations person, a Native American, and my grandma was African, okay? So it is important when God brings things like this up. Do not take it for granted. If you, the same way you can have generational curses, there are generational blessings. And when you get you some time, like we have time, right? We don't. We have things are moving at such a fast clip. But you go back and you can trace your lineage back to the tribe or wherever you come from. This morning, God used the Italian band to stimulate me to bring this up again and to say that there's favor. The same way there was curses, there's favor. And right now, this favor is resting on or a special favor, let me put it like that, is resting on those of you that are descendants from the Italian band. Pastor Michael, what you got to say? Can you talk? Did I lose you? Did they cut off my sound? Are you still here?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I'm not going to say it again. Where were you?
I'm just in the hotel room. The Wi-Fi here is not consistent.
Oh, that's right. Is it, you with your dad, right?
Well, I'm in North Carolina, right? Yep.
Okay. What descent is your dad?
Well, my father is from Slovakia, the Yugoslavian Slovakian line.
Okay. Okay.
The Croatian in the area.
If we trace that back, what does that go back to?
Well, that's all Eastern European, Southern European. That's where both my mother and father are in that area. Mm-hmm. But my mother's father is Sicilian. He was the one that was in the army in the World War II.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I forgot you out of town. But anyway, I saw you on here. Who else on here is of Italian bloodline? Because I need somebody to break all hindrances, break all curses from that. Who else is on here this morning is of that Italian band? Yeah, Bola, I understand. Praise God. I had all that stuff broken off of me from my ancestry, and I asked a full-blooded African to lay hands on me and make sure, and God had me ask him, make sure he was full-blooded African. You know what I'm saying? Because there are some people that can't break a curse, and they have no authority over those spirits, because they ain't living right, and you don't want everybody call themselves praying for you, especially laying hands in any shape, form, or fashion. So let me see. Kim. Oh, okay. Michael got a bed. Okay, Kim. Kim, your mic is open.
Yes,
Kim.
Ma'am.
Are you full blooded? Good morning, sweetie pie. Are you full blooded Italian?
No, I'm not. My father is half Sicilian and mother England. England.
Well, that's close enough for me this morning. That's close enough with. Brother Alexander and Pastor Michael, but you all I got this morning, okay? So I gotta depend on you. So I want you to break, and I want you to command any spirits to go that would cause a disruption of this favor because of the lineage of Cornelius that is resting and available for those of the Italian band to reach up and grab this morning. Go ahead. Let the Lord lead.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to this line, Father God. Anoint our lips, Father God, that whatever you would set on our hearts would come forth mightily. Father God, that everyone who is listening to the sound of our voice would just receive the favor of the Lord today, but even more so because of the Italian band, Father God. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that runs through every single one of us, Father God.
Yes.
Breathe on us, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, thank you. We thank you, Father God, that as the centurion commanded 100 men, Father God, we stand in that authority, we stand in that power, and we just command right now in the name of Jesus that you would just begin to break off, Father God, mindsets, Father God, that have been passed down, Father God, prideful spirits, Father God, poverty, Father God, the mindsets that some people are better than the other, depending on the cultural distinctions, Father God. I just pray for a unity right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. A unity within, Father God, in that bloodline, that no one is better or less because of skin color, because of hair, because of dialect, or you're not from the island, or you're not directly from there, Father God. We just break that off in the name of Jesus. We break off the chains, Father God. Set the captives free in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing right now. We command the enemy to go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Go right now. Get out.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
All hindrance. Go! Get out.
Heaviness. Heaviness.
Go!
People that have been bound by heaviness and bondage. Word curses spoken over them. Insults because they are from Italian descent when they first came over to America and how they were treated.
Yeah.
The corruption, Father God. Sometimes Italians have been mislabeled as mobsters and people that have money laundering and gangsters and that type of culture has been directly connected to Italian descent, Father God. We bind and break that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That we will be a people of integrity. The spirit of excellence would run through us in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bind and rebuke the spirit of lies and deception and greed in the name of Jesus, Father God. Free us from those things in the name of Jesus. Anything that has been tied to any corrupt government because of that, Father God, like the mafia or anything like that in the name of Jesus, we bind and break that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bind the thieves that tried to steal the favor. Bind the witches that tried to steal the favor, that knew that there was favor from being a descent of the Italian band. In the name of Jesus, we break it right now. We destroy the power of our spirit. But the main thing the Holy Spirit keeps saying is the thief has been caught. The thief has been caught. The thief has been caught. You have to restore.
I am again Sicilian. That's a lot of Sicilians on the line here. The enemy's in trouble. my mother was 100% Sicilian. You said that the Lord had told you He is rearranging time and space. Is that right?
Yes.
I think I might understand that. In my life, I've been praying for my family and my loved ones for a long time, and I've gotten up and down. I've gone through bouts of unbelief and why is it taking so long? Why is there failure? Sometimes I've been mad at God. I'll just be honest. I've just been mad. What's taking so long? Why can't I see a victory? And it doesn't seem like it lasts. I'm struggling with that. And I saw in some of your teachings the last few days, in trying to understand how the Lord wants to bless, you had the teaching of the Lord not making Him our servant. I saw Him, He sees us our entire life, all the time of our life in one thing, as if it's He sees all of our space, what we look like, our life, and then all of our life from the beginning to the end, as if it's one picture. Imagine a center of a circle, and our life is going around the circle. He's no further from any one point than any other. He sees our entire life, the entire span of it, all of the time of our life, not just the space, but the time. And He will put blessings and answers to prayer at certain points in our life on time. Now, we may not have gotten to that time yet, but He's actually rendered the healing and put it as if we're a tree hanging a decoration on our tree in that particular point in time, if you can follow this. So as long as we're walking His path, being obedient, serving Him, we're on the path to intersect with that blessing. He can say, I already did this for you, because He actually did, but we haven't intersected it yet in time. And I see that was probably waiting for me here, but maybe out of His grace, He's moving that back in time to now.
I claimed this for my family and my brother and my family right now. And Father, please touch. I did such a poor job of trying to explain what you just showed me, but that explains why you said time and space. Lord, the blessings that we have in this headline that are up ahead that we're impatient for, or perhaps we've gotten off track and are going to miss. Father, I ask that you make adjustments in all of our lives right now so that we are back on track to either intersect these blessings now or very soon in the future, Lord. Rearrange things and put us back on the plane so that we all receive the blessings and intended for us. Father, right now, we take these blessings out of the hands of the enemy. If we were not using these blessings in our favor, then he was. And Father, I rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I lay claim to all of the favor and the blessings that you've given to me and you've given to everyone on the headline. You take it out of Satan's hands and put it in ours. And Lord, let it bear fruit, the fruit you intended it for it to bear in our lives. And we give you thanks and praise. Thank you, Father, that you would have done this, that you would have thought of this. You had us taken care of. You had our back the whole time. Lord, we trust you and we love you and we trust you in Jesus' name.
I want you to lift your hand up wherever you are, because if you are here, a hearer, you're also a partaker. God is rearranging. See, I guess, I don't know, but Cornelius, what happened with Cornelius of the Italian band was important enough to God to speak it. It's important enough for God to make mention of it in his word. So it's important enough for you to receive it. One more thing before I go. Bola, can you call in to the blog talk? You full-blooded African, I want you to break all the curses of African-Americans that came over here in slave ships, that are descendants of slaves. Can you call over and break that? I had that gentleman break it, that professor break it over me, and I would like for you to break it this morning over all of the headliners. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is a divine appointment. And for any of you on here that come from any kind of indigenous background, I think the Lord used Italians and the Italian band because nobody was telling them. Nobody was telling us. But God told me a long time ago, and he said, you get somebody that was of pure African blood to break that. And I did. And I'm telling you, I've been blessed ever since. I've been blessed ever since. And God wants you to walk in his blessings. And when I did that deliverance last night, it was a pure Italian. I mean, not that any impure, I mean, ain't nothing really pure anyway, but God used them. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to imply, is that sometimes in situations like this, you got to get that bloodline. You got to get that bloodline to pray for you and to break this stuff, because they have more authority. They have more authority. So don't any of you anthropologists call me up, you know, because y'all deal with shamans and stuff, and I know that. So if you're an anthropologist and you call me up, make sure you have your stuff right and make sure you got the Bible. I'm ready for you. Bola, your mic is open.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Good morning. I want you to break all the curses and stand in the gap this morning as an intercessor for African Americans coming from a pure, you have a pure African lineage?
100%.
Praise God. Break it. Break it now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just bless your holy name this morning. Father, Lord, we thank you for such a time as this. Lord, we sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus on the bloodline of all African Americans that were brought into this land and all over the world against their will in the name of Jesus. Father, we break every associated curse, curses of inadequacy, curses of never being good enough, curses of not belonging anywhere, curses of feeling one belongs to something else other than you, Lord. Father, Lord, we ask for a cleansing of this bloodline in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, Lord, that the blood of Jesus will speak to the bloodline of every African American all the way to Adam. Let the blood speak. Let the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel begin to speak righteousness. Let the blood speak restoration. Let the blood speak prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. Let the blood speak of a lifting up of hands, a lifting up of heads in the name of Jesus. Let the blood speak of a strengthening of the knees. Let your people, oh God, arise in the righteousness that you have purchased for them in Christ Jesus. Father, Lord, we break every connection with the ancestry in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will forgive us, Lord. We stand in the gap, oh God, asking for forgiveness. Forgiveness for the ancestors that sold them away. Forgiveness for the bitterness of the ages. Forgiveness for the roots of bitterness that have defiled your people up to this point. In the name of Jesus, we sprinkle and apply the blood. Let the blood speak, hallelujah. Let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. Lord, let the blood speak. Let the blood speak. We want to hear no other voice than the voice of the blood. No other voice, no voices. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You keep on turning me back to inadequacy. Lord, we want to hear of the sufficiency that is in Christ Jesus. No more inadequacy in every way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus, in our houses, in our families, in our children, in our parents, in our government, in our land. Father, Lord, cleanse the pollution even in our land in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Father, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, oh God, Father, can even pray for us in groanings that cannot be uttered, even if we don't know how to pray exactly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, sister. Brother West, I want you to come on and pray for all the mixed blood in America. All the there's a term for it. I don't know. I can't think of it at the moment. But, you know, America, United States of America, is the melting pot of the world, of the world. So I need you to put your last four, if you can, and come over to the Blog Talk and pray for every mixture in this melting pot and break the bloodline curses. Amen. Brothers and sisters, God initiated this move this morning. This is something that the Lord wants done, and I have done it personally in my own life, but not thinking that anybody else wouldn't have done it also. I just seem to think that people have done these things, and then something will come up, 0078. So I want, and especially in America, because, you know, Irish, Russian, Greek, I don't even know if there is such a thing as a pure American blood. I don't know, but I know what. I know the only blood that's pure is the blood of Jesus. And that's what I'm concerned about. Praise God. 0078. 0078. Is that you, Wes? Wes. Wes, I got your mic open. Can you hear me? Oh, no, that's the wrong one. I got 7800. I heard you crunching. 0078. Let me find it. 0078. We got to do this. I want somebody of that bloodline, though. 0078. I got to find it. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And while I'm waiting for that, then I need somebody of Spanish blood to pray. This morning, we're getting this stuff done, Jesus. I thank you this morning for your goodness and your kindness and your mercy. I can't see you, Wes. I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are. I need somebody. I can't find it. That's because there's a lot of people on the. There's a lot of people on the blog talk this morning, and so I can't see. I can't see you, but I'm gonna get somebody. 0078. Wes, dial Jessica's number. Jessica, can you dial Wes Smith? And you all, we still need to continue to pray for little Grace. They moved her to another hospital so she could get more help. Oh, I see it now. He's on your phone, Jessica. Okay, let me open up your line. And I want somebody to pray for, I need somebody else to pray.
Okay. You raise that.
Oh, maybe because I now see. Let's see. Wes, can you say something?
Okay,
I need you to pray for Caucasian and all the mixture in America in this melting pot.
Okay.
Great.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you. Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning. Lord, we just want to do a miracle across our nation right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the evil that has become upon this nation from all the sources. And Lord, I just ask for forgiveness right now for all on the TED line, for myself, for my family, came from England through Ireland.
Okay.
And we were slave owners. We were here before 1776 on the lot of land in Virginia. And I just recently found out about 3 or 4 weeks ago that there was a lineage of owning slaves. And I ask for that. And Lord, I just ask that you continue to strengthen this nation. Lord, we break down all the bonds and all the satanic rituals that have been going on in this nation. Lord, I just lift it up to you. You are our God. You are the Almighty God. Lord, we just ask that you free us from the bondage of it. The heritage that we come in against. Lord, free us. Free us. Let us love one another completely. Doesn't make any difference what color our skin is, what nationality we are. We are Americans, and we want to stand on your word and we are godly people. We are Christians above all, and we serve you, and we just desire to walk with you in the purest way. So deliver us from any bonds that we have, from our heritage, our lineage, and free us in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh, kyanta yanta la makashahandi yanta la makataya. On the yanta la makashahandi yanta kikiki la makashahandi gila la makataya. On the yanta la makashahandi yanta kikiki la makashahandi la yanta la makayanta la kata. Praise you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Jessica, I got to use this morning. I need you to pray not only for Mexico, but the Latin American nations, Paraguay, Ecuador, and break those bloodline curses. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind up all curses of poverty, all curses of slavery, all wrong thinking, all transference from any demonic spirits, satanic, cultural, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind you up in chains of fetters of iron with a blood covering. Go to the pit in Jesus' name. Father God, right now I just sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over our bloodline, all bloodlines in the Spanish culture, Mexican, all types of Latin American, all blood in the name of Jesus. I exchange all demonic blood, and I ask, Father, that you would pour in Jesus' blood into our veins and cleanse our blood in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I stand in the gap. We stand in the gap, Father God, and your word says that your eyes look on the earth to and fro for those that would stand and fill in, Father God, the gap. So we say, here we are, God, with our hearts and our wills towards your will. Your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. So right now we just say our blood is cleansed by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just break all those curses. We cancel every assignment that has been signed in the spirit realm, any contracts with known or unknown. We just cancel them now in Jesus' name. Every demonic and satanic contract made in the underworld, even on earth, under the earth, in the name of Jesus, you are canceled now in Jesus' name. It's non and void in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we take back that time, wasted time, and that longing and looking backwards. We cancel that now in Jesus' name. No more will we look back. We go forward in Jesus' name. Forward in Jesus' name. All blood right now be cleansed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all time, right now, in the name of Jesus, we take it out of the enemy's camp and out of the enemy's hand in the name of Jesus. And we say no more, no more wasted time, no more wasted or longing dreams. We go forward in Jesus' name, forward all future and hope in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go forward in Jesus' name. Blood, be cleansed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Mr. Yasugiri, I got your mic open. Can you pray? Mr. Alberto?
Yes.
Your mic is open for you to pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's a knowledge to pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I want to bound all the bloodlines that have been stained with the sin ever since the Adam and Eve stained of bloodlines, and especially the bloodlines of our generation that's coming from Spain and the North. have never freed us till now, Lord. In Jesus' name, I bind up all those bloodline forces that are coming down our line, Lord. And ever since we accepted Jesus Christ, and when we were born again, He regenerated our blood, Lord. He made a new Jesus blood. So now that we can say we're born again, thank you for Jesus for setting us free, Lord. And I know that everybody needs to be free from all these forces in the bloodline.
Yes.
And God will do it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
God. Yes, God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Father, unto God our Father, I want you to begin to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to begin to thank him in a spirit of expectation, in a spirit of yada, yada, knowing that you know that you know that you know that you know. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, out of your innermost being, begin to thank the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let it resonate through your house this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for my bloodline. Hallelujah. I thank you for the blood transfusion. I thank you. Oh, God, I'm proud of what I came from, but I'm glorious in what I am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Begin to thank you, Lord, this morning.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The sanctified blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, I feel the supernatural presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the one who calls the dead back to life. The presence of the one who heals withered bodies. The one who gives peace to troubled minds. The one who mends the brokenhearted. The one who restores crippled lives. The one who saves. The one who delivers, who forgives. The one whose name causes demons to tremble. I feel the presence of Jesus in this place. The Bible says God inhabits the praise of his people. Right now, let's give God something to inhabit. Let's lift our voice, lift our heart, lift our hands, lift our faith, and say, I feel Jesus in this place.
Georgia, under open heaven, Jesus Believers Church, home of the 10 line. I'll see you tomorrow in the name of Jesus, as the Lord says the same.